Hi, this is Jello Biafra. What should you rather have? A pint of booze if you're a recovering alcoholic, or a pint of cacophony, no matter what or who you are?
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Say that into the microphone.
Keep on rocking in the free world, and I mean rock, not pop punk. Not indie poo. Not middle of the road, Miley Cyrus-y dreck.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Welcome to another episode of A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Patronillo, and this is Skid Row Studios. I just want to wish everybody a good night. How you doing, Alex?
I'm good, dude. How are you?
I'm pretty good. You were at FYF last night and over the whole weekend.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, how was that? Days.
It was different. It was real different.
How so?
It was huge compared to last year. It was just humongous.
Right.
It was at the Coliseum and at the sports arena, you know, that whole complex. And it was cool. It was a good time. I saw a lot of good bands. It was just way too big for me.
Well, it was all too big? You couldn't take how big it was?
It was too big.
That's a bummer.
I mean, it was cool. I mean,
I'm glad you had a good time. Who'd you see?
I saw Mac, of course.
Right.
We have today here on...
Mac DeMarco's here today.
Yes. And I saw Def Heaven, Emergency City Devils, our friends.
Yes.
Blood Brothers, Slow Dive. Saw a lot of good bands.
Yeah, I'm so stoked for you. That's awesome.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
It was good. I worked a lot, but on Friday I went and saw Nine Inch Nails and Soundgarden over the Verizon Wireless.
Oh, how was that?
It was pretty epic. I mean, I'm a huge Soundgarden fan ever since like growing up, and just to, I mean, they had that like this huge like 10-year hiatus, and then they came back, and I'm like, I gotta catch them once before, who knows, like Chris loses his voice or
Black Ocean. Won't you come?
Dude, they played oldies that I was like off their EPs like from way back Sub Pop days, and I was all over it like.
I bet you were.
My knees are all bruised up because the chairs in front of me where we were standing up in the terrace, I was thrashing around and just like banging my knees up against the chairs in front of me. I don't know. It was good stuff.
And how was Nine Inch Nails? How was Reznor?
Oh, Reznor, dude, he's got such a tight band.
Yeah.
Super tight band.
Looking all buff.
Oh, yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, he looks real buff now.
Yeah, you like that?
I do.
I bet you do.
I know.
Let's go into song block. This is a band my brother showed me, actually. It's called Clouds. The song's called New Amnesia. And then we got Tomorrow's Tulips and the new Thurston Moore. It's called The Best Day because today's the best day on A Pint of Cacophony here. Let's go into that sound break, and we'll bring Mac in here. Have a conversation.
Well, what do you mean I can't take off my sweater? I'm hot!
Building up on the ground. bark all day, little doggy, or are you going to bite?
Shit they tried to pull in my day. You know, if it ain't that piece of paper, some other choice they're gonna try and make for you. You gotta do what Randall Pink Floyd wants to do, man. Let me tell you this. The older you do get, the more rules are gonna try to get you to follow. You just gotta keep living, man. L-I-V-I-N.
Takes you home, but you should know.
happened, man? What's your problem?
Can you believe it? I got fired. I've had this job for years, and out of nowhere, they tell me to pack up and leave. I don't get it. I don't deserve this, and I need this income.
Really? That doesn't sound right, man. You need to do something about this. You need to get someone to help you fight this.
Imagine losing your job for something out of your control or being harassed at work. In this economy, we depend so heavily on our sources of income. Getting it taken away from us for wrongful reasons is devastating. If you've been wrongfully terminated from your job, call attorney Alexander Fuque at Fuque Law Center. He'll fight for you. Contact by phone at 626-385-8840 or visit his website at www.fuquelawcenter.com. Fuque Law Center serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
McDonald's proudly introduces the new Mac Series $2 menu. Sink your teeth into the new Mac Burger with our special sauce. Mmm, special. Not in the mood for meat? Try our new low-calorie salad days. A flashback to your youth. Don't forget to ask for a side of Jizz Jazz to get the full Mac DeMarco experience. Want a white chocolate milkshake? Too bad it doesn't exist. But have a Viceroy to quench your lust and thirst. And as always, feel free to supersize your Mac DeMarco. The bigger the Mac, the juicier your experience.
Welcome to A Planet Cacophony. My name's Dan Pacinello here at Skid Row Studios, and right across from me is Mr. Mac DeMarco.
How's up?
How you doing, man?
I'm pretty good. A little fried, but I'm pretty good.
I'm sure you are. You had a busy weekend.
Yeah.
How was FYF, man? You get a chance to see anybody?
Yeah. Who did I see? Saw the Strokes. Saw Kindness. Saw a little Earl Sweatshirt. A little bit of Grimes. A little bit of Phoenix. Kind of,
You were around a bit for the whole thing.
A little bit.
How was your set?
It was fun, kind of crazy. It was kind of like, get on the stage, sound check, play, get the hell out of here. But other than that, it was great. Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
Awesome, man. We know here nothing about Canada. What was the music scene like for you as a young Mac DeMarco growing up?
I grew up in a city called Edmonton, which is like really far north, kind of in the middle, kind of a little bit west, known for, I don't know, they got some oil there, some crap, and a bunch of rednecks. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was like the vibe is in the middle of Canada, you know, maybe a town gets some good bands. Then as soon as, you know, people start liking them, they take off to Vancouver or Toronto or Montreal. So it's kind of the way it always was. And I did it too. So there
that's
you go.
The way of the world, motherfucker,
yeah,
right?
That's right. Yeah, that's the way she goes.
We've all had to hustle for money at one point or another, but you, in a sense, sacrificed your body. Can you tell us a little bit about the medical tests you were a part of?
Yeah, sure. Well, I did it in Montreal. It's kind of like different universities, you know, different programs need lab rats. Like sometimes like psychology studies or other times like, I don't know, all kinds of weird crap. But what did I do? Shot magnets in my head once.
No way. Well, let's take it one by one. Like, how did that go?
I don't know. It was weird. They were like making me read these words on a screen. And it was like, it would say like theater, like 400 times and it would blink on. You're supposed to say it. But then the magnets are supposed to, like, manipulate something where you read it wrong or something. I don't know. They were getting something out of it, but I was just saying theater over and over
again. Sounds like the beginning of Ghostbusters with Bill Murray just zapping him.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Or Zoolander and Frankie Say Relax.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it felt like?
It just felt weird. I mean, some, like, you know, kid, student, same age as me, but with this, like, giant magnet thing on, like, a trench coat on beside me, like, keep saying it.
That's cringe.
Yeah, it's kind of strange.
All right, you went from being relatively underground to exploding, at least we think so. Have you found the pressure and the attention difficult at times, or how are you handling it?
For a while, it was pretty confusing.
What was the difference like in the beginning?
Well, I mean, at first, because I've been doing the music thing for like a long time, probably like eight years or something. Maybe not that long, but I've been playing shows since I was like 18 or something all the time.
Right.
So, you know, the jump from like, oh, now I'm on a record label in the States, now I can go play down there, yada, yada, yada. That was pretty crazy, but I mean, it was still pretty mellow for a while. But now it's like, yeah, kind of nuts. I mean, it depends on where I am and stuff, but some kids go really crazy, so.
Are you going crazy?
The what?
Are you going crazy?
I was, but now I'm just kind of like,
you kind of like found yourself in the groove, or?
I just like have given up any idea of like myself, and I'm just essentially like they can do whatever the hell they want with me and my image now. It's all good. The dollars are rolling in. God bless the kids. You know?
Yeah. All right, man. I'm glad you're sitting ready. Your fans are really young. They even have this like crazy boy band reaction to you sometimes. It's is that something you can ever get used to, or like what's the weirdest thing a band's ever done? A fan's ever done?
I guess I'm used to it in a way, but I mean it's also the reason. I mean I really appreciate those kids. It's like,
of course,
that's the reason I go out to play the shows, because it's like, oh, there's some freaks out there that are like really into what we're doing. They just want to have a good time with us. It's like, cool. But yeah, they do weird things a lot. Like in New York, a month and a half ago, we played a show at this like music festival on the river, and this girl, I think she was 15, and she brought a present for me. And I get presents sometimes, which is really cool. But this one was like she was trying to go above and beyond. She gave me this jar with filled with formaldehyde or like isopropyl alcohol or something, and in the alcohol or whatever it was, there was a pig fetus. What? And on the pig fetus, she had tattooed a picture of me as a mermaid.
Whoa.
Yeah, and she was like, here you go. And I was kind of like, okay, like, thank you, yeah.
All right, so, like, this chick, like, grabbed a like a fetus of a pig.
Yeah.
Inked it, put it in some formaldehyde, and was like, this is for you, man.
Pretty weird, yeah. Pretty
weird. Did you get that, like, after the show, or was it, like, right up on stage, like, she walk up?
No, yeah, she found me after. She found my guitarist, Pete, and she was kind of like, he came up to me too, and he was like, hey man, I think you should meet this like kid. And I was like, man, I'm just hanging out.
She's got
like,
this jar for
yeah,
you.
He
dude.
Was like, no, this one, like, yeah, I think you should come with me. And I was like, okay, cool.
What was your reaction to that?
I was kind of like, thank you. Because it's pretty weird at first, you know, it's kind of like.
Do you still have it?
Yeah, it's in my booking agency's office, actually.
I mean, what else could you do with it? You got to put that on the shelf, right?
And at first, too, it's kind of like, you know, it's like, oh, you deface this like carcass of a living thing. It's kind of crazy. But if you think about it a little bit more rationally, it's kind of like, you know, say the girl's pretty young. She's an aspiring tattoo artist. So you don't want to go ahead and just start tattooing people.
No, you got to practice on something.
Yeah, so
you
find
need that canvas.
Yeah, and the canvas sometimes is pig fetus carcasses.
Well, I've heard that the pig skin is as close to human skin as possible.
So someday little Aoife that gave me the pig fetus will be a great tattoo artist.
Awesome,
yeah.
Mac.
Yeah.
We have you with an acoustic guitar here, mm-hmm. and you're going to play some tunes. I love the cappa you got going with the Sharpie.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever works, brother.
Makeshift, you know?
So, which song did you want to do first?
We're going to try Salad Days. Sounds okay?
Awesome. Oh, sounds great in my headphones. I'm sure it sounds great elsewhere.
Okay, cool. This song is called Salad Days. Okay. Oh, looks like that Sharpie cable ain't doing too well. Let's go.
Getting older, chip up on my shoulder, rolling through life to roll over and die. Saturdays are gone, it's inhibit John. Remember the days just to tell him so long. Already over. Ooh, dear. your age and try another year. Mama, acting like my life's already over. And try another year. God bless America.
Dude, that's beautiful, man.
Thank you. So I had a little fucking frog in my throat there, but it's all good now.
Hey, cheers, brother. How's that Sharpie working out for you?
It's okay. A little buzzy, but maybe it sounds
It sounds like we're in a studio.
Exotic.
Just
do it.
Yeah. I dig, man.
Beautiful.
So the next one you're going to do is Let Her Go?
Yeah, let's try another one.
Oh, I'd love it.
Hold on, I just got to move the capo here.
Hey, do your thing. What do we got, like a bunch of hair ties and a Sharpie? Oh, that's beautiful.
Come on, give me some love. Always forgetting my capo. It works better down here, probably.
Holds on a little tighter, huh?
Good enough.
Right on.
Let her go. Tell her that you love her. If you really love her. But if your heart just ain't sure, let her know. Growing by the hour, love just like a flower. But when the flower dies, you've got to say goodbye, let it go. See, this part goes okay. Let her go.
Thanks, man.
No problem.
Al, we're going to get some songs. Let's see if we get to know you a little bit better after this.
Show.
Here's the Moffs. We had Kim in last week. Much respect.
When I'm in downtown L.A., I like to visit Dan at Skid Row Studios. A pint of cacophony, and I happen to be Kim from the Moffs.
okay. Okay, I'm gonna rise up, gonna kick a little ass, gonna kick some ass in the USA, gonna climb a mountain, gonna soar a flag, gonna fly on an eagle, I'm gonna kick some butt, I'm gonna drive a big truck, I'm gonna rule this world, I'm gonna kick some ass, I'm gonna rise up, I'm gonna kick a little ass, rock, flag, an eagle!
Got to get up. We don't have any prep done. Mac DeMarco's coming in.
No.
Wake the fuck up, Alex.
It's 3 a.m., man.
Dude, you were at FYF partying your ass off, and we didn't get any work done.
Hey, man.
You left me alone.
That's your fault, man.
Well, you were all fucking off and having fun, watching Mac and shit. We didn't get any work done.
Nah, whatever, bro.
All I've seen, it can't be wiped clean. It's hard to turn. Seems that every time that I turn, I'm passing on pieces of me. Don't you know nothing comes free? What long, long, long has taken its toll on me? It's all I've seen that can't be wiped clean. It's hard to believe what it's meant of me. Yeah.
Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Patronillo, and we're sitting here at Skid Row Studios with Mac DeMarco. How you doing?
Good, baby.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Thanks, boo. Am I allowed?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Of course.
We heard The Muffs and Honey Chain, who's a band that Kim Shattuck, who was our guest last week, is producing. I thought that was great. And then Mac DeMarco doing Passing Out the Pieces. Mm-hmm. And we heard Salad Days and Let Her Go Live, which is... I mean, thank you.
No problem.
I feel like we got a little private thing going here. We'll share it with the world soon. But
tender, intimate.
Yeah, totally, totally.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So, you're a talented guy, and I just cringe when people ask you shit like, why do you like hats, or will you make out with me just to get you to do something crazy? Does it bother you that journalists have kind of exaggerated this persona?
I don't think it bothers me. I think it's interesting and strange. I think it's kind of useful too, because people often assume that I'm like a complete like ignoramus moron, like
right. They call you like gap tooth prankster.
Yeah,
like these things that are getting tossed around,
like a punk slacker, like you know, he sticks stuff up his ass. Which I mean, you know, they can
you're like, hey, I do that, but
I've done it before. But I mean, you know, it's sometimes it's nice, especially when they come in like these goofy questions. Then you can, you know, if you can put together half a sentence, then they're kind of like, wait a minute, you know, you kind of flip the switch. But I think it's also useful, too, because, I mean, because I think people are confused about what me and my band actually are.
Exactly.
Maybe they stay interested for a little longer, which is...
You know. Well, when you get the little extravagance in there.
Yeah.
Well, how would you like the difference to be? Is there, like, a happy medium you'd like to meet with that? Or, you're totally cool with running on that persona?
Oh, yeah. I don't care what they think. They can say whatever they want. It's totally fine by me.
Do you think it overshadows your music at all? Or like the meaning behind your songs?
Probably to some people, yeah, probably. But once again, don't care as long as they're paying attention to me. I just want to be Michael Jackson. That's it. You know?
Right on, man. Yeah. You strike me as the kind of guy who's got some stories. What's the craziest thing that has happened to you on tour other than pig fetus?
We smoked a joint with Kyle Gass from Tenacious D in Brussels recently. That was interesting.
Well, that's pretty badass. How'd that go?
We were under the influence of a couple different things, so it was very, very trippy. But it was cool. Cool to meet the guy.
Did you play with him? Like, did you guys share the same bill?
The same festival bill, so.
Right, right.
Sort of, but I don't know. What other weird things have happened? I don't know. It kind of just gets all blurry after a little while.
Things happen.
Yeah.
We remember or we don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Right on, dude. Have you known the guys in your backing band for a long time? I'm sure that makes... The long touring a lot easier for you or more fun. Why don't you tell us about your guys?
Well, sure. We just lost a guy, Peter. He died of Ebola.
Oh, my God.
Let's try. Okay,
sorry to hear that.
He's not of Ebola. Let's say he got hit by a bus or something. That's a little bit... Ebola's a little touchy right now, so maybe not a good one to use. Anyway, Pete died. But we got this really handsome new young man named Andy playing the guitar.
Okay, right
he's,
on.
He's got a great body. He's, like, very fit. He exercises a lot.
I can talk for that, dude.
He's, yeah. He can match that. You saw him, yeah. He's taut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks good.
Loins.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we have him. And I've known him for maybe five years or something. I met him in Montreal. He's from Florida. Great guitar player. He has his own band called Tonstart's Bandit. And he lives in New York with me in the same house. And then the other two guys have been with me since the beginning. Joe is the drummer. And he's kind of like this, like, beautiful, like, Adonis-style man with, like, long, flowing, frosted locks. And he has got an English major, so he likes poetry, in case any of the girls are interested.
I'm interested.
Exactly. Yeah, boys too, yeah. Fair enough. But yeah, so he's the drum, kind of plays the drums like a gorilla. Love him to pieces. And then Pierce is, he's kind of our, like, what is it, a contrarian kind of prankster badass bass player boy. So, yeah, good boys, yeah. I've known him forever. I don't think I could go on tour with, hired guns. I think it would, I think I would end up, like, hanging myself probably.
Yeah, I was, like, thinking about that. Like, there's such a difference between, like, the hired gun route, like, studio musicians, or, like, shit, I need an extra guitar or a rhythm or a new drummer for this thing just because we're going to be in France this week or whatever. Like, let's see who's there that can do those dates and pick up the songs quickly. I don't see that in your music as, like, your go-to for solving solutions, but it's great that you have, like, that unit behind you, and I feel like it comes through on your records and your songs. Do you track with them in studio and everything?
No, I do the tracking by myself, but it's...
Do you write together, though?
No, it's all me.
But you trust them enough to, like, handle your babies,
yeah,
your songs.
I tell them, they can do whatever they want, because it's supposed to be fun up there. That's one of the things I think it's kind of like, you know, it's a rock. Usually at, like, a stinky club or something. It's not an art gallery, so, like, you know, it's supposed to be a fun time for us and for the kids in the crowd, so I think it's, you know.
It's what makes it organic.
Exactly, yeah.
That's awesome. It's great to hear.
Grain fed.
You want to do some rapid fire questions here? Let's go as fast as possible.
Okay.
You want to do this shit?
Yes.
Let's do it. All right. If you could be in any band, what band would it be, dead or alive?
Metallica.
No shit, really?
Yeah, I think that'd be okay.
Sweet, dude. What are you doing, vocals? Or are you on Lars's kit? Or are you just, like, with them?
I'd be probably doing Kirk's job.
That's sick.
Could you imagine
Mac DeMarco playing Kirk's job? Yeah, Kirk Hammett.
Kirk Hammett. Is it Kirk or Kurt?
It's Kirk.
Yeah, Kirk.
Kirk Hammett, lead guitar.
Yeah.
Mac DeMarco, lead guitar for Metallica. I'd start buying Metallica records again.
Yeah. No problem.
What's your guilty pleasure song?
Guilty pleasure song would have to be, I don't know, something by Coldplay.
No shit? Like...
Maybe,
Hot Jambalaya.
Maybe Yellow, I guess, or maybe The Scientist or something. So catchy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What about your guilty pleasure moving?
Movie. Guilty pleasure movie. Amazing Spider-Man 2, probably. I've seen it like 50 times now.
Damn, all right. I don't know if that's
even a guilty, but I like cry when I watch it. It's beautiful.
You cried when you watched Spider-Man 2?
First time I saw it, I was like, oh my God. Yeah, it's like really serious. It's like, it really like hits at home.
That's Emma Stone still in that one?
Yeah, she dies at the end. Sorry if I ruined
it. Shit, I haven't seen it, dude.
Yeah, but the way that the connection between Spider-Man and the actor's name, Jamie Foxx, it's beautiful. Spider-Man loves the people, man. He's out in the streets of New York for the people. That's
just
what he's about.
Just like Mac, dude.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Like Mac.
I love Spider-Man.
What do you like better, recording or touring?
Two different things, I think.
Well, they're completely different things.
Yeah.
But how do you feel about each? Like,
I like them both.
Is there one
a lot.
You hold higher in your heart, or
not really? I think they're good for different reasons. It's kind of like touring is really fun because you're meeting people all the time, having a party, having a good time. Sometimes the time is not so good, but hopefully that doesn't happen that much. And I feel like, you know, I like to do it, so we do it for a long time. It's great. But recording is like, you know, because I'm all alone. I don't even like hanging out with anybody when I'm recording. So it's kind of like different. Headspace, you know?
It's like that solitude. You get to be like in tune with you.
You get to be like Buddha man for a while or whatever. It's like, you know, like, you know, kind of a. It's interesting for, you know. I think it's like you go completely insane when you're touring, and then the cool off period is when you get to do another record. So.
You get to hone yourself back in and put something else out that means something.
Yeah, hopefully.
And then we go nuts and spread it around the world for a bit and then repeat.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, man. What's the first album you ever bought?
First album I ever bought. I think it was probably the Blue album by Weezer. I think.
No, man.
I mean, I had gotten like Kid Rock and Limp Bizkit CDs for a couple years at that point, but then I remember going with like $20 to the record store on the main strip of my hometown and bought. Yeah, I think it was the Blue. Maybe it was the Green album. How old was I? I don't know. But I think that was the first one I remember being like, well, I'm going to pay for this.
This is the one I'm putting my money in on.
Yeah, yeah.
Right on, dude. You're going to play another song. This one's a cover, right?
Yeah.
By Angel Olsen.
Yeah, this is a song.
Why? Tell us why first.
I have my reasons.
I think a lot of people would like to know. You're just going to like let your voice speak for itself?
That's right. I think she might be tuned in too. If you're out there, Angel, hi. If you're not, then hi anyway. And if I fuck this up, then I fuck it up.
Hey, let's hear it, man.
Okay, let's see. Here we go. If you don't feel good about it, then turn around. If you really mean it, baby, stand your ground. No one's gonna take it for you, darling, it's true. No one's gonna make it for you. If you feel like quitting now, then try a little harder. The things we need the most, they seem to take a little longer. No one's gonna try it for you, darling, it's true. Whoops. No one's gonna wait there with you. Just when you thought you would turn all your lights out, it shines.
Here's Stu's guitar part.
La na na na, Maui on.
Oh yeah.
Some days all you need is one good thought strong in your mind.
Once again, Stu.
La la la, Maui on. Don't believe me, you can go ahead and laugh. If you've got a sense of humor, you're not so bad. No one's gonna hear it the same as it's said. No one's gonna listen to it straight from your head. If you feel like running out, then stand in one place. When you're still and when you run, there's something to face. No one's gonna see your life through, there's no way. I wouldn't wanna know what you see every day. You don't feel good about it, then turn around. If you really mean it, baby, stand your ground. No one's gonna take it for you, darling, it's true. No one's gonna wait there with you.
Let's take the chorus again, why not?
No one's gonna take it for you, darling, it's true. No one's gonna wait there with you.
I know this part again.
Just when you thought you'd turn all your lights out, it shines. La 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 la. Days all you need is one good thought strong in your mind. La 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 la.
Yeah,
I am. Oh my God, man. He's
I like
fucking
this
awesome,
song,
man.
Right?
Hopefully she marries you. We'll see what happens. Thanks a lot, Mac. We're going to go do one more song break, and we're going to get a little goodbye right after that.
No problem.
Let's go into some Piss Jeans, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's do it. This is Pint of Cacophony. My name's Dan.
Hi, I was looking for Mac DeMarco.
No, yeah, there's nobody by that name here.
Mac DeMarco told me he worked there. He owes me money.
Sorry, no.
What am I supposed to do?
Call him.
That's why I called you.
Okay. Well, he doesn't work here, so there's nothing I can do for you.
Hi, is this Mac DeMarco?
No, it's not.
Mac DeMarco said you had salad days.
Thank you.
Dude, I had the craziest night. Things got totally out of hand. I got super wasted and I don't remember what happened. All I remember is seeing those flashing red and blue lights behind me. Now I'm looking at a DUI.
Aw, man, that's gonna cost so much money. How are you gonna pay for that?
Getting in trouble with the law is never an easy thing to deal with. The constant stress over how to get past your sticky situation doesn't always have to completely overcome you. Attorney Alexander Fuque focuses on DUI and criminal defense. He will help your case with less of a headache. Contact Alexander Fuque at Fuque Law Center if you are facing any criminal arrest charges. And we're talking any. He can help. If your case is drug-related, a DUI, or you've been charged with something more serious, no problem. Just visit his website at www.fuquelawcenter.com or call 626-385-8840. The Fuque Law Center serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
My name is Dan Petronello. This is a pint of cacophony on Skid Row Studios, and Mac DeMarco's in front of me. Thank you for the beautiful performances.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. And thank you for taking the time to come in here after a busy weekend at FYF.
My pleasure.
That means so much to me. Just so people know, how do we follow you? Twitter?
Yeah, I think it's MSL DeMarco.
MSL DeMarco.
Thank you. Yeah.
Your Facebook, Mac DeMarco.
Yeah, I don't really check that one that much, but you can
try.
But
I'm sure, like, the posts for your releases and your shows are on there. So
yeah, you guys pretty much do that now, right? Yeah. They're right always on. Trying to sound like me in the posts, like, hello, my pepperonis or something.
they talk like that's hilarious. Yeah. You got an Instagram, too? Is that
I have an Instagram, Mac DeMarco, yeah. That's where I just post really stupid pictures of myself.
Perfect.
I have an email. My personal email is mdemarco@gmail.com. My mom is Agnes DeMarco on Facebook.
What's your personal cell phone number?
My personal cell phone number is 917-909-9186.
How beautiful, man.
917. That's a New York City area code.
I appreciate you sharing that with the world.
Yeah. So if you want to call it, like if you're feeling lonely out there, like I'm lonely a lot too, so just give me a call.
Let's call Mac DeMarco occasionally, yeah? Mm-hmm. We'd like to thank everybody that stopped by here listening to us at Skid Row Studios. Thank you so much, Mac, for stopping by and playing for us.
No problem.
It's been a dream come true here. We'd like to thank Skindy.com for doing some work for us. And you can find a pick of the week by myself on that website. And we heard you were a fan, so we're going to close this evening out with Ryan Paris, La Dolce Vita.
Yes.
For you, brother.
Yes.
Hope you dig.
I love it.
All right. Good night, guys.
Ciao.
Beautiful night, Burbank. How can I help you?
I know you guys have long tables for big families. How much would it cost to get Mac DeMarco spelled out in pancakes across the table?
In pancakes? Oh, what was the name?
Mac DeMarco. It's like 9 or 20 letters or something, but like, how much would it cost for you to spell it in pancakes?
Man, do you know how many pancakes that would be about?
I think it'd probably be about 40 pancakes.
40 pancakes? That'd be 8. I can do the math real quick. 1 sec.
Thank you for your honesty. Now fuck off and die.